thanks for downloading the audio podcast of this week's sermon. We pray you'll be blessed and encouraged with the words you hear.
Many of you will have experienced times in your life when you seem to be hit by one problem after another, or one difficulty after another. Maybe you've, you know, done one of those big sighs and thinking, what on earth is tomorrow going to bring? Could it possibly get any worse than it is at the moment? Now, you might think, well, she's been a bit negative or a bit dramatic. For some people, there's no let up. And maybe you're one of those people tonight. And maybe you're in that place tonight where you feel at this point in your life, there is no let up. It truly is one thing and then another thing and another thing. The stress, the pressure, it seems to grow in intensity instead of easing. Maybe it's work. Work is stressful for a lot of people, and you think, how much longer can I operate at this level of stress, this level of intensity of the pressure it brings? For many others, it's family situations. They are probably, in church life, the thing that most people have the biggest struggle with, families. Young ones who are away from the Lord, they're out doing their own thing if you want, they're out just maybe running wild. You think, how are we going to control them? In family situations, you think, no matter how much I pray, it doesn't seem to be getting any better, maybe even getting worse. Prolonged periods of illness and sickness. You think, how much longer can this go on? This is sapping the very life out of me. Are these the kind of things that just happen to the unlucky few? They're not. These are the kinds of things that happen to all of us at some point in our lives. And we can easily find ourselves burdened down, really burdened by it all, weary to the bone of what's happening. Is that our lot in life? To be burdened and wearied by the things that life throws at us? Does Jesus have anything to say to us when we truly are burdened and weary? He does. And I am here this evening to bring a word of encouragement. So if you've come tonight, maybe you weren't going to come. Maybe you're thinking, I just can't even be doing my church. Maybe you're thinking, I'll just stay at home or I'll just stay wherever. Tonight, if you're coming and there's something you're carrying and it's a burden, or there's a weariness that's right in your soul, tonight I have great encouragement. Jesus is going to speak right to you tonight, right into your life. Do you know something? He not only speaks, he is the only one who can truly help us in our time of burden and weariness. Yes, other people can come alongside, they can help, but there is no one who can help like Jesus, because Jesus knows everything. He knows the things you wouldn't whisper to another living soul. He knows the stuff that's going on that you can't share openly. He knows the depths of the burden. He knows them better than you know them. He understands. He understands your fears. He understands your worries. He understands your stresses. He understands you waking up in the middle of the night worried or anxious about something. He has seen the tears that you have cried. He knows the anguish that you're carrying. He knows your burden. And he is the answer. Matthew 11, 28 to 30. Here is Jesus. Here's what he says into your situation. Matthew 11, 28 to 30. Here's Jesus. Come to me. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. If you've been a Christian for any amount of time, you will know that verse. Tonight, Holy Spirit, I pray that you bring that verse to life. Holy Spirit of God, make that word live in us. That it isn't just a verse that we read, that it's not just head knowledge. This is the truth. Jesus said, come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Weary and burdened. Look at that first. Burdened. What is it to be burdened? What does it mean? It's when all the cares and the worries and the stresses and the sins and the guilt and everything, it's when they pile up. And if you've ever, well, some of you are old enough to remember the coal man. Do you remember the coal man? You know, that used to come round your house and he used to get the bag of coal off the bag at the back of the lorry and he used to hump it on his shoulders and he'd take it and he'd put it into your coal bunker, wherever that was. Do you remember that? Or those of you who gathered potatoes, those big bags of potatoes, and maybe you had to lift the sack, and it was heavy, it was a burden. That's a physical burden. This is the kind of image Jesus is wanting you to think about. Maybe the coal man with that bag of coal, or the man or the woman, or the young person with the bag of potatoes on their back. A heavy burden. But he's saying in a non-physical sense, you're carrying something like a bag of coal in your life, on your shoulders. You know, this is why Jesus speaks so personally. Because there are some difficulties in life, and you might face them, and you just might sail through them. They might be massive, but you just sail through them. And then you meet something else, and it totally floors you. But maybe what you sail through would totally floor me. That's why we can't judge other people when they're weary and burdened. Because something that might burden you might not burden something else. Something that might burden somebody else might not burden you. You might find it hard, these burdens, to leave them at Jesus' feet. You know, for many people, the burden that they feel is so heavy, they sometimes feel as if they cannot take another step carrying that burden. Everything is weighing them down. That's why we need to listen. Jesus here, he doesn't specify what makes us weary and burdened. It could be anything. But we need to know this. He's speaking directly to you, to all who are weary and burdened. Weariness. What is it to be weary? Well, you're not weary after one bad day at the office. You're not weary after one day of feeling a bit sick. But weariness. Weariness happens when it's the same thing day after day after day. Week after week, month after month, year after year. Weariness is when in your very self you feel completely worn down and worn out. Over years in ministry, it really has been my privilege to come alongside many people who've been right here, weary. Quite often, they wear a smile. If you ask them how they are at church, they'll say they're fine. But in private, they're dealing with intense weariness. Sometimes it's because they're looking after someone who's sick for a long time. Sometimes it's because they've been caring for elderly parents for year upon year. Sometimes it's because the worry of wayward children for many years. Or sometimes it's because of money worries that just don't go away. Or unhappy marriages that are a struggle to stay in. Or unrelenting pressure. Or fighting loneliness. Or a burden of sin can cause weariness. Friends, are you weary tonight? Are you weary? Jesus said, come to me. Come to me. That is so direct. He doesn't overly complicate it. He doesn't say, I will give you 10 keys how to overcome your burdens and your weariness. He doesn't say that. He stands before you tonight and me. He stands with arms outstretched. He said, are you burdened and weary? Come to me. Come to me. Don't try to figure it all out. Don't try to keep digging anymore for inner reserves of strength. Don't run here and there looking for answers and advice. Before you take another step, come to me. It's not like ringing up some helpline for the tax or something, and it's an automated call, and you're passed from one to the other, and it's 20 minutes later. No, Jesus said, come to me. The moment we come, he answers. How can Jesus be so confident? How can he just say, come to me? Because he is the great I am. He is God. He is the one who knows everything. He is the one who is before all things. He is the one in whom all things are held together. He is the one who made us. He is the one who cares for us. He is the way. He's the one who understands. He is the good shepherd. He is the all-powerful one. He is the sovereign one who is in control of all things. He is the God of all power. He is the God of all comfort. And he comes to you tonight in the totality of his being, Jesus Christ the Lord. And he said, if you're burdened and weary, come to me. Oh, praise his name. That's what's so powerful about Jesus. He doesn't say, come to me and I'll know in what direction to send you. I'll know what service to send you to. He said, come to me. I'm the answer. I'm the answer. Friends, not every issue we ever face will be resolved this side of heaven. You do know that. Not every situation we ever face will have a happy ending. You do know that. But Jesus is still the answer. He is still the answer. He is the one who gives us peace in the midst of the storm. He is the one who brings the light into our darkness. He is the one who brings hope when we are hopeless, who brings comfort when we are distraught, who encourages us when we are discouraged, who brings the truth when we're tempted to believe a lie, who replaces doubt with faith. He is I am. And he says, come to me. And finally, he said, come to me and I will, underline, will, put it in bold, underline, put it in italics. I will, promise, give you rest. You will find rest for your souls. Is that not good news? That is the promise to all who are weary and burdened. Come to him and he will give you rest. Isn't that not what you want? To get a good night's sleep, not waking up in the middle of the night stressed and anxious and worrying about something, about the future, about the past? Is that not what you want? To be able to live for a day, a week, without some great fear dominating your mind and being a weight around your shoulders? Rest sounds good, doesn't it? Does it sound too good to be true? Does it sound too good to be true? That you could have rest and rest for your soul. That's because we struggle to trust Jesus, take his word. Because we think, well, it wouldn't be normal. It wouldn't be normal to be at rest in this situation, would it? No, not if you're trusting in yourself. It absolutely wouldn't be normal. But if your confidence is in the Lord, it's a whole different story. Listen to what Jeremiah says. Jeremiah 17, 7 and 8. I love these words. But blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord, whose confidence is in him. He will be like a tree planted by the waters that sends out its roots by the stream. It does not fear when heat comes. Its leaves are always green. It has no worries in a year of drought and never fails to bear fruit. Jesus said, take my yoke upon you, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. I never forget Craig. Craig Wilson said about the yolk of an egg. No, it's nothing to do with the yolk of an egg. It's that the yoking together like an oxen. And Jesus is saying, take my yoke upon you. Be yoked together with me. Jesus is saying, let me take the weight. Let me take the burden. And when we do that, he said, you will have rest for your souls. Not just your mind, not just your body, but your soul. Can I ask you tonight, have you got rest for your soul? If you have never trusted Jesus to be your Savior, or you've fallen away from the Lord, you have no rest for your soul. There is no rest for your soul. There's no rest for your soul in this world because your sin is a burden on your soul. Tonight, it's the same message to you. Jesus said, come to me and I will give you rest for your soul. How could Jesus say that? Because he died on the cross to take your sin away. And he says, trust in me and I'll wash your sin away and you will have rest for your soul. We sang that, I think, was it this morning? Peace for my soul. Maybe we didn't sing it. Maybe I imagined we sang it this morning. It is well with my soul. Did we sing it this morning? We did sing it this morning. It is well with my soul. What's that? Rest. My soul's at rest. But when we are full of weariness and burdens, there's no rest in our soul. Our faith gets replaced by doubts and fears. Those of you who were here this morning might recall I began the service by reading from Psalm 116. I'm going to read 3-7. I was overcome by trouble and sorrow. Then I called on the name of the Lord. Oh, Lord, save me. It's the same as coming to Jesus. Oh, Lord, save me. The Lord is gracious and righteous. Our God is full of compassion. The Lord protects the simple-hearted. When I was in great need, he saved me. Friends, this evening, I know there are people here. And you're carrying burdens. And I know there are people not here from our church and they're carrying great burdens. The Lord protects the simple-hearted. When you are in great need and when you call on him, he will save you. The psalmist goes on to say, be at rest once more, O my soul, for the Lord has been good to you. Finding that rest. We can only have rest when we are confident that Jesus is in control. We can't control situations. We just can't. There's so many things we just cannot control. Jesus is in control. Whatever it is that's burdening you, Jesus is in control. I read a short book this week by someone I only met once 27 years ago. His name is Adrian Adger. He's currently the minister of two Presbyterian churches in County Down. He only married when he was 50. And at 54, 2 years ago, he was diagnosed with incurable and inoperable cancer. Now, naturally, you get that kind of news, it's devastating. Couldn't get his head around it. But one of the big questions that he was asking was this: will I ever feel joy again? Such an uncertain future, such a sentence hanging over his head. Now, 2 years on, he was writing in January of this year, his situation from a human perspective is still very bleak, but spiritually, he says he has found joy again. Why? How can you have joy with that prognosis? Here's the answer. He came to Jesus. You say, well, obviously, he's a Christian, he's a minister. No matter who we are, we need to keep coming to Jesus, because burdens keep coming. Weariness keeps coming. And we need to keep coming and coming and coming and coming and saying, Jesus, I come to you. He came to Jesus for rest. He doesn't know what the future holds. It doesn't look good, humanly speaking. He doesn't know. But he's just taking one step today, another step tomorrow, another step, and saying, Jesus, I trust in you. I come to you. I trust you for rest for my soul. It's a choice. This evening, are you going to walk out those doors still burdened down, still weary to the bone? Or are you saying, Jesus, I come. I come to you, Jesus. I come to you. I give you the burden. I give you the weariness. I claim your promise of rest. Rest for my weary soul. Do you know your alternative? To keep on worrying. That's that stark reality, but that is the alternative. What did worry ever achieve? A stomach ulcer. That's about it. A weary soul. Can't add an hour to your life by worrying. You can't add anything by worrying. And Jesus is here and he's saying, come to me because I want to give you rest for your weary soul. He loves you. He loves you. He loves you. And he wants to give you his rest tonight. Cast all your anxiety upon him because he cares for you. Let's pray. Friends, in these moments, just moments of quietness, why don't you hand over the burden right now? Lay it down. Maybe there's a name on your mind or a situation on your heart. Something that you're facing right now in your own personal life, your family, your work. Is it your sin, guilt? Lay it down at Jesus' feet. Come to him. Say, Jesus, you are the restorer of my soul. So many verses in the Bible speak about that, how he restores our soul. It's not something that just happens once in our lives, friends, because burdens just don't happen once in our lives. Weariness doesn't happen just once in our lives. It's a constant process of needing our soul restored. There's no one who can do it but Jesus. Allow him to do it now. Put your hand in his hand. Say, Jesus, give me rest. Give me rest for my soul. Lord, I thank you tonight that you have spoken to us through your word. Very simple word, but you have spoken. Lord, I pray that not one of us would walk out through these doors carrying the burden that we came in with, but that we will walk out confident in you, our God. Thank you for your living word that speaks right into all of our hearts. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And your love is
great. Thanks for listening to this week's podcast. If you would like any more information, have a look at our website at www.ballymoneyelam.com.